Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm visiting with Christopher Hahn on the faculty of the Music Department at the University of Montana. Welcome again. Here we are talking about your annual event. Yep. You are on the piano faculty, and this event, Pianissimo, a celebration of the piano, is happening, in fact, this coming weekend. But it's part of a broader schedule of events you have now around the piano at the University of Montana, which I found really exciting. Lots of things happening. You're bringing in more and more guest soloists and, of course, the faculty recitals.
It's been just a real dream come true. I mean, I've been here 10 years now. Isn't that crazy? 10 years. And when I came here, I remember saying, you know, I'd love to do a piano concert series. We deserve this. Anyway, of course, you can't have that kind of budgetary, you know, whatever from the department. We're all kind of in this together. So Pianissimo has been this thing that we've been able to generate money to buy the new Steinway, you know, for some seed money for that. And then we realized, hey, we've got this budget, non-discretionary. And so we're kind of making our own thing. So we started up the Celebrate Piano concert series. So last year we had a number of concerts. Lydia Brown gave a gorgeous recital in April. Stephen Hessel and I did Rachmaninoff and Beethoven Piano Concerti in February with orchestra. Phenomenal. Sold out. What a dream that was. And so here we are this year. So we have two nights of Pianissimo now, which is now seems to be the regular. We did two nights last year. So October 25th, 26th at 7:30. And then we also have Barbara Blegen, Missoula favorite, gorgeous community concert artist. Unbelievable on November 17th. And next semester, we've got three more just world-renowned up-and-coming pianists. Spencer Meyer on February 9th. He's unbelievable, this guy. I heard him in recital last year in Kalispell, and it's probably one of the top 10 solo piano recitals I can remember. It was visceral. It was unbelievable. Sasha Starcevich coming in from Seattle on March 2nd. He's actually Canadian from Vancouver, but unbelievable, this guy. Not to be missed. And then Robert Satterley, who actually is from Whitefish originally, teaches in the East, on the East Coast now, but he's April 8th. I'm really kind of in awe that this is the second year of Celebrate Piano, and all of this has been borne out by this Pianissimo, this crazy idea that was hatched.
We'll talk more about Pianissimo. Please. I did want to mention that you do even have season tickets available, right, for this series, and 9 concerts for a really great price.
Up until October 25th, you can get season tickets. We can't sell them past that day. That's the first night of Pianissimo. And you have to get them before Pianissimo. You have to have them before 6 p.m., before the UM Arts box office closes on October 25th. But the season tickets get you into all of those concerts. So it's like 9 concerts. That includes Stephen Hessler's recital, Nancy Cooper's recital, and mine, which was a week ago. So if you missed it, you don't get that money back. The season tickets are $70 for general admission, $50 for seniors, and $35 for students, which is more than 50% off if you paid regular ticket prices. It's a steal. Unbelievable.
Sounds fun. Yeah. Well, Pianissimo is the giant celebration of a piano. I think you said just before we started to record 30 pianists on the bill this year?
Yep.
Talk about this. It really is just a piano circus almost at times, right? Beautiful music, obviously. You're using the wonderful new piano, but you're also having piano. 4 hands, 8 hands, multiple pianos.
The whole deal. And I should mention, you know, we have our good friends over in Spokane at the Spokane Steinway Gallery. They bring over 2 concert grands for us. So we'll just have this gorgeous collection of instruments on stage, and Morgan Roth Music will provide a couple pianos as well. The whole gamut, as you just said. Dueling jazz pianists, Jane Miklas and Milan House, a student of mine here. Scott Billidoux is going to do kind of a neat thing from Liquid Planet. He's going to do a live scoring of a video about Missoula, and he's going to, in real time, kind of score it on the piano, kind of make up music as it goes along. So that should be pretty cool. We have some humor on Friday night. Adrienne Dussault is going to come in and do some wonderful song parodies that she did on a show last month at the MCT, which was hilarious. So I immediately asked her to be involved. And it's what's amazing is like the students at the university are just at an all-time great at their level. And so of those 30 plus pianists, probably half, if not more, students actually, which again, when we hatched this thing, I don't know if that was top of mind, maybe a dream, but here we are 6 years later, and that's pretty cool. And they're pumped. They're just thrilled to be involved.
How many piano students in your department right now?
35.
Wow.
So big.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
Committed and just working.
And this is a fundraiser for the department, right? It's an event that you do annually to, as you mentioned, raise money to purchase the piano, which Correct. Is now a successful endeavor, mm-hmm. but also just to ongoing events, right?
You got it. So we have a UM Keyboard Society, which is recognized under a larger sort of national organization. Basically, we have this fund, and it's through this fund that we've been able to, as you say, provide some seed money for the new grand, which is just a glorious instrument. You know, if we need to do some other work, we might want to do some other work with our other Steinway that we have. And so we would have money to be able to do that with it. And then again, to create the Celebrate Piano series. It's just really nice to not have to go to the administration coffers and ask for a nickel here and a dime there. And instead, we can kind of do it. We send students to conferences so that they're part of the state conference and even to the National Music Teachers Conference, which is very piano-centric. But we can do that. And we've created also, finally, we endowed and gave the first Emily Stearns Memorial Scholarship to Adam Sears last year at Convocation. Emily was a dear student who died of leukemia as a sophomore. It's been 3 years already. Tragic. One thing that we said was with the money from Pianissimo, we wanted to start up a memorial endowed scholarship that we would fund through money that we get from things like Pianissimo and from the Celebrate Piano events. And so that is something that will be funded in perpetuity. And so we give it to a deserving and student with a lot of aspirations at the undergraduate level.
All these events happening, of course, in the Music Recital Hall, a wonderful place to hear music on UM campus in your building, in the music building here at the University of Montana in Missoula. We're talking about Pianissimo. It's a celebration of the piano. The event will be held Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. again at the Music Recital Hall on campus. The website for UM Music is ummusic.org. Phone number for the UM Arts box office is 243-4581. Why don't we end with a piece of music? I understand you have something from a previous Pianissimo with a number of hands on the keyboard.
This was from 2 years ago, actually. There's so many pieces to choose from, but I think this one's fun. It's a ragtime alla turca, sort of a takeoff on the Mozart Rondo alla turca. And so it's Mozart, but with flavor of Greg Anderson, who's a up-and-coming, just phenomenal pianist who does these amazing arrangements. So this is for eight pianos and eight pianists, actually. So a bit of a cacophony, but here we go.
I've been talking with Christopher Hahn today and the piano faculty at the University of Montana in Missoula. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.